关怀的事工的一个的牧师都是来到我们的当中去传讲神自己的话语，他是讲希伯来书的第四章，是讲到务必要竭力进入神这个安息。我们有 David Wong 弟兄同他做这个翻译，将时间交给 Pastor Gaylord。
早晨
早晨。
Oh, it worked. Okay, good. It is a privilege to be here today.
好恭喜在这里可以跟大家传讲信息。
I trust that everything Pastor Enoch just said was nice.
我相信 Pastor Enoch 刚才讲的都是好的说话。
It is a joy to see many new faces also.
好恭喜也都见到一些新的面孔。
In a church that has many congregations, it is always a privilege to be able to cross over and to see each other. So I thank God for all of you.
在这个大的教会，我们有不同的堂会可以来到这里跟大家分享信息，我都觉得很荣幸。
I understand that we are coming to a conclusion of a Bible reading plan season, and so thank God for that.
我也知道我们广东堂刚刚完成这个三年读经计划，我很荣幸可以在这里传讲信息。
So today's message will try to continue the thought about why we read God's Word.
咁我今日嘅信息亦都会讲到系点解我哋要睇神嘅话语。
If I ask all of you to raise your hand if you wanted to get some rest, I think most of you would do so.
如果我举手叫大家举手，大家想休息下嘅，我相信好多人都会想举手。
Sometimes when I preach, people take a rest.
有阵时我讲到我都想唞一唞。
Rest.From the noise of this world, the pain of some of the hurts of our experiences, the confusion that is prevalent, we just want some rest.
这个世界充满了一些嘈杂的声音，也都看到很多的伤痛，同埋都很多的困惑，真的想唞一唞有时。
In today's text, we'll be looking at Hebrews chapter 4. In today's text, there's an answer for getting that rest. And it is powerful, it's simple, and it's clear.
咁我哋今日系会睇希伯来书嘅四章十一到十三节，咁我哋会睇到一个答案，呢个答案系强而有力、简洁明确嘅。
In fact, when we read some other passages like Matthew 11:28-30, we don't have to assume that it is a future promise or a dream that's not possible now.
咁其实我哋有阵时如果睇下马太福音十一章二十八到三十节嗰阵时咧，我哋系唔一定去谂系一个系未来嘅事情，其实可能系今日已经系可以实现嘅事情。
You see, in fact, God's word promises things that He intends for us to start experiencing this reality today.
所以神嘅应许其实系想我哋今日就已经能够去经历得到。
For instance, Matthew 11:28-30 says, Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
所以其实在马太福音11章28-30节那里是讲到烦恼苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
He promised to give us rest.
他应许了给我们安息。
And he said his yoke is easy, his burden is light.
而他说到他的轭是容易的，他的担子是轻省的。
But sometimes it's very hard living here on earth. Sometimes it is hard to believe God.
但在地上的时候，我们会有时觉得真的很难去相信神。
Now, those of us who profess to be Christians, we live in a very special dynamic that, in English, we call it already but not yet.
我们在基督徒，我们作为基督徒，其实现在是一个很特别的一个动态当中，有个名称就叫做已然未然。
As a believer, I have 100% of salvation.I am not on an installment plan. I only have like 60% now.
咁我哋其实已经系 100% 已经系有救恩。我哋唔系可以一个好似分期付款，净系攞到六成咁样。
However, this salvation that I have will not be fully experienced until I am no longer on this earth, but instead I am in heaven with the Lord.
但我们要经历这个的救恩是、我们现在是未完全经历得到，是要直到我们去了、上到天堂的时候我们才可以完全经历得到。
So already but not yet，
所以已然未然。
I am declared righteous before the Father， but I still do have struggles with temptations to sin。 Someday there will be no more sin。
我们在天父面前我们是称为义人，但是我们依然在生活当中是经历一些罪恶的诱惑，但有一天我们知道我们的生命当中是不会再有罪的。
I have his peace in my heart that passes all understanding, but I don't always experience his peace 100% of the time, until someday there will be no more tears with the Lord.
咁我哋系心里边有出人意外嘅平安，但系我哋唔系去，当我哋如果唔系去到天堂，系不再有眼泪嘅时候，我哋亦都唔能够100% 可以经历到呢一份嘅平安。
One professor in a seminary in Philadelphia said,for now, Christians live in a great theological tension.
咁有一个系喺呢个 Philadelphia 嘅教授，佢讲到，我哋基督徒生活喺一个巨大嘅神学张力之中。
We already possess every spiritual blessing in Christ, but we do not experience the fullness of these blessings yet.
我哋已经系喺基督里边拥有天上各样嘅属灵福气，但系我哋尚未完全经历到呢啲嘅福气。
In one sense, we are already adopted, redeemed, sanctified, and saved.
咁某程度上讲，我哋已经系被接纳、赎回、成圣同埋拯救。
In another, these experiences are not yet fully ours.
但系另一方面，呢啲嘅经历仲唔系完全属于我哋嘅。
So until we see the Lord, we live in this already, not yet tension.
所以当我哋见主之前，我哋依然系生活喺呢个已然未然嘅境况。
So.In the meantime, how can we experience his rest more and more each day in a deep, a growing, and a meaningful way?
咁当我哋而家喺呢个嘅情况嘅时候，我哋点样可以每日可以更加深入、更加增长同埋有意义嘅方式去经历佢嘅安息咧？
If I could ask our brothers to put up Hebrews chapter 4:11-13 again, this is our main text today, in the time that we have.And I'd like to ask if my brother David would read this in Cantonese for us.
咁我哋呢一段我哋屏幕上睇到嘅系希伯来书四章十一至十三节嘅。咁可唔可以弟兄姊妹可以企喺度，我哋一齐去朗读啊？好，一二三。所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不顺从的样子跌倒了。神的道是活泼的，是有功效的。比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入、剖开，连心中的意念和主意都能辨明，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关的主眼前都是赤裸敞开的。是，唔该晒大家，请坐。
Let us pray.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Our Father, I thank you for the privilege we have to open your word.
天父，感谢你俾我哋一个呢个荣耀，呢个可以去睇你嘅话语。
Just because the singing has stopped does not mean the worship has stopped.
当呢个歌唱完结，唔代表我哋嘅敬拜完结。
May we worship you as we listen to your word, as we speak your word, and may you be pleased.
愿我哋继续嘅读你嘅话语，去讲你嘅话语时，继续去敬拜你。
We ask you, Holy Spirit, to help us.
愿你嘅圣灵去帮助我哋。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So the first point I would like to make from verse 11 is we are strongly exhorted to enter his rest.
咁我哋喺呢度睇到第十一节，我哋系被强烈劝告进入佢嘅安息当中。
Most of you say you don't have to tell me twice. I'm very tired.
唔使再讲话俾我听咗好多次啦。
Let us therefore strive to enter that rest. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest.
所以我哋务必竭力进入那安息。
This is not a passive suggestion or an opinion from your friend.
呢个唔系一个好被动嘅建议，或者你啲朋友俾一个小意见你。
This is a passionate exhortation to rest.
呢个系好热情嘅劝告，我哋要安息。
Different versions use the word strive or make every effort, do our best.
咁喺唔同嘅版本嘅圣经，系我哋会睇到系讲到系竭力、尽力、尽我哋最大嘅努力。
The Amplified Version says, Let us therefore be zealous and exert ourselves and strive diligently to enter that rest.
咁另外喺呢个增广版嘅圣经里面有讲到系，让我哋热切地努力 竭力追求进入那安息。
Have you ever wanted something for somebody else so much that your words maybe came across too strong?
你哋有冇试过咧，实系想帮人哋攞到啲嘢咧，系好想到咧，你可能讲啲嘢讲到过咗份少少嘅咧？
You have to go to this new restaurant. The seafood is amazing.
呢间餐馆嘅海鲜实在系太过正啦。
In fact, I will take you there tomorrow for dinner. In fact, I will pay for it. This is just an illustration. Okay.
实际上我系咁好食咧，我听晚就带你去食晚餐。哦，我俾钱，不过系牧师讲嘅。
This is such. He can pay for it. It is so good. You have to go.
呢个太好啦，一定要去。
You know, sometimes people can be pushy even though they have a good heart.
咁有啲人系好似咄咄逼人咁样，但系其实佢嘅心系好嘅。
They may not know you're allergic to seafood.
佢唔知其实你敏感，你对海鲜。
What I'm trying to say is the writer of Hebrews here is exhorting us with passion to enter into God's rest as something that we should do. It's not a command, but he is strongly exhorting us.
所以我哋喺可以睇到呢，系希伯来书嘅作者系好热情咁劝我哋去呢个嘅安息。呢个唔系一个命令，但系好热情，好想大家去得到嘅嘢。
So this is just a simple point, but my question for you as we look at this is, my friends, what are you waiting for?
我俾大家嘅问题啊，我哋嘅朋友，你哋等紧啲咩咧
？Examine your life.
谂一谂你嘅生活。
Are you resting in God?
你系咪喺神里边有安息咧
？There are some people in here. They may say, Pastor Gaylord, you do not know my life.
咁可能有啲弟兄姊妹话啊，基罗，你唔知道我系个生活系点。
And that is true.
系嘅，系嘅。
But God does know.
但系神知道。
And again, He is asking you enter into my rest.
神同你讲，你进入我嘅安息啦。
Some of you are what we call in English control freaks.
咁有啲人系叫做一啲控制狂。
Have to be in control.
乜嘢都要控制。
You call it planning, we call it control.
你话佢计划，其实系控制。
There are some people if they use they describe you, they will use the word stressed out, anxious, worried.
咁有啲人可能形容你系压力大、焦虑同埋担心。
And a challenging question is, how are you living any different than a person who's not a believer?
咁个问题就系，咁你系咁嘅时候，你同其他非基督徒有咩分别咧？
In Matthew 11, Jesus invites us to come and experience his rest. Hebrews 11, we have this exhortation, strive to enter into his rest.
咁马太福音我哋刚刚睇到系耶稣系邀请我哋进入安息。我哋今日亦都睇到系呢个希伯来书亦都系一样嘅，被强烈劝告进入神嘅安息。
So hopefully we all agree here from scriptures that we are strongly encouraged. It is a very compelling and passionate invitation to enter into God's rest. Okay, that's point number one.
咁我哋睇咗咁多经文，我相信大家应该都可以明白到，真系圣经系强烈嘅劝告我哋进入神嘅安息当中。
But secondly, we see here why is this exhortation given?
咁第二个问题就系，咁点解要发出呢个咁强烈嘅劝告俾我哋咧？
The second half of verse 11 says, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. So we'll try to explain this.
咁我哋其实喺第十一节后半部，我哋会睇到嘅原因就系免得有人学那不顺从的样子跌倒了。
Especially with the time for translation, we don't have time to go all the way back to the Old Testament. But one person, William Barclay, just basically said, translated this, let us then be eager to enter into that rest, lest we follow the example of the Israelites and fall into the same kind of disobedience.
咁時間所限，包括埋要翻譯啦。咁所以我有個係一個解釋，係一個叫 William Barclay 嘅，佢講到係一個嘅解釋係咁嘅，讓我們熱烈渴望進入嗰個安息之中，免得效法以色列人嘅榜樣，陷入同樣嘅不順從之中。
We have this very sad and sobering example of the Israelites who had chosen to disobey God and His commands, and therefore they did not enter into God's rest.
咁我哋有一个好悲伤、令人系警醒嘅一个以色列人嘅例子，就系佢哋选择咗唔遵从神嘅话语同埋命令，所以佢哋冇进入到神嘅安息当中。
For them specifically, the rest was entering into the promised land. Okay.
咁喺以色列人歷史當中，係特別係講到係佢哋冇進入到呢個應許之地。
Actually, if you even look at Hebrews chapter 4 in your Bibles, verses 1 and 2, just the beginning of this chapter, Hebrews 4, 1 and 2, English, it says, Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us fear lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it. For good news came to us, just as to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them, because they were not united by faith with those who listened.
咁如果大家可以有聖經嘅話，可以請大家翻開希伯來書四章一至二節嘅，佢嗰度咁講到：我們既蒙留下有進入他安息的應許，就當畏懼，免得我們原文係你們中間或有人似乎是趕不上了，因為有福音傳給我們，像傳給他們一樣，只是所聽見的道與他們無益。因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
There is a fear that is described here that refers to the historical fact that even though there was a promise of God's rest for the Israelites, they chose to ignore the message they heard. They chose to live in disbelief of God's word, and they chose to disobey God.
咁呢度講到嘅一個係都係令人都有啲恐懼嘅歷史就係咧，以色列人咧，佢哋係有一個神已經俾咗個有安息嘅應許佢哋，就係、是、應許之地。佢哋選擇聽到係唔聽神嘅話，亦都唔相信神嘅話語，而係違抗神嘅旨意。佢哋唔肯俾神去說服。
We see based on what this writer has said, he is cautioning his readers, don't make the same mistake that the majority of Israel in the wilderness made.
所以我就睇到希伯來書呢度係講到個作者話到，佢哋警告我哋唔好犯同以色列人一樣喺曠野犯同樣嘅錯誤。
Again, even though we are not 100% sure who wrote Hebrews, this writer was very passionate. He said, "Enter into the rest. Don't fall into the same trap."
咁我哋睇到，雖然我哋唔知道希伯來書嘅作者係邊個，但我睇到係好熱情咁同我哋講，真係要進入呢個安息之中，唔好學以色列人咁犯錯啦。
Many of us know God's word is inviting us to His rest.
咁好多人聽到都明白，聽到呢個要邀請我哋進入安息當中呢個字。
But the reality of our everyday life, the reality in our hearts, is that we don't really trust God and experience His rest.
但喺我哋生活当中，心底里边，我哋其实系唔相信神，冇办法进入呢个嘅安息当中。
I say we because I am guilty also。
我讲到我哋系因为包括埋我在内都有呢个问题。
So what is this rest？
咁究竟呢一个安息系咩咧
？I'd like to paraphrase one of the commentators I was reading as he tried to describe God's rest. God's rest. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
咁我想系从一个圣经注释者去将神嘅安息做一个嘅描述。
He said God's rest is including to be saved from our sin。
系佢讲到神嘅安息系从我哋嘅罪恶当中去得救。
To spend eternity starting now to joyfully live in God's restful presence。
系永远由而家开始喺神嘅安息嘅同在当中喜乐咁嘅生活。
And to lovingly take as many people to heaven with us as we can.
并且是有爱心的带领尽多的人和我们一起去到天堂当中。
That is a description of God's rest.
这个就是神的安息了。
Maybe I'll say it another way, and in English it's the three P's, right? We are saved as Christians from the penalty of sin.
咁或者我再簡單再講一次，就係我哋係從罪嘅刑罰當中得到拯救。
We are no longer condemned, but we are declared righteous.
我哋唔再被定罪，而係稱為義。
I do hope that all who are here or who might be watching, that you have made this decision, taken this step to put your trust in Jesus Christ to forgive your sins and to lead your life.
我希望在座各位或者在网上看的，你们已经是将你的信心交给耶稣基督，接受了祂成为你的救主，是得到 救恩。
So being saved from the penalty of sin, that is part of this rest that God has promised to us.
所以是从罪恶的刑罚当中得拯救，其中这个就是其中一个的安息。
But you see, we are also saved from the power of sin in our life.
那我们都看到是从罪恶的能力当中得到拯救。
Now this is a daily battle against temptations, but in principle, you have the power of the Holy Spirit to help you have victory every day over sin.
咁呢个系每一日我哋嘅即系嘅战斗都咁样啦，就系我哋系原则上我哋系有圣灵嘅能力，系可以帮助到我哋去对付每日嘅罪。
So this truth gives us rest.
呢个嘅真理就俾到我哋安息。
We don't have to worry.
我哋唔需要再担心。
Satan has no power to control us, and we can joyfully live with peace and hope.
撒旦再冇能力控制我哋，我哋可以充满喜乐同埋有平安嘅、有希望嘅生活。
I did not say we will have no problems.
我冇话我哋冇问题。
I did not say we will have no troubles.
我哋冇话我哋唔会有一啲嘅疑难。
I did not say that there will be no temptations.
冇话到冇引诱。
But the truth gives us rest in our souls that there is no power of sin over us.
但系呢一个真理俾到我哋安息。这个的罪再不在我们生命当中掌权。
And someday, we will be saved from the presence of sin, where when we are with the Lord and 100% experience His rest.
而有一天当我们与主同在，我们就会可以 100% 去经历到这个安息的时候，我们是从最终的存在可以得到拯救。
This is why recently we celebrated that Jesus died and he, on the cross and he rose again, and he offers us after that his rest.
所以我哋啱啱就係去呢個慶祝呢個耶穌嘅復活，係佢俾到我哋一個安息。
If we would just believe and trust，
我哋只需要相信同埋信靠。
And by the way, just a side note，
有一個旁注。
One of the reasons that we are still here on earth is so we can tell other people about God's rest。
咁我其中一個原因，點解我哋而家仲喺地上嘅，就係我哋要話俾周圍嘅人聽呢個神嘅安息。
It is a privilege in Mandarin, Cantonese, English, Spanish, whatever languages you speak, to share the gospel and to offer His hope to a lost and dying world. Is it not? It is our privilege.
呢一個係特權，無論我哋講咩嘅言語都好，我哋將呢一啲嘅信息話俾我哋周圍嘅人聽，呢個係我哋嘅特權。
I just thought of an illustration. It's like if I have found this pillow that is amazing.
比如我揾到呢個枕頭，好正。
And I get wonderful sleep.
瞓得好好。
I will tell my father-in-law.
我就話會話俾我嘅岳父聽。
Dad, you should try this pillow.
你一定要瞓呢個枕頭。
He'll say, "How much does it cost?"
佢話幾錢？
You see, when we have experienced rest, if something is a blessing to us, we should want to share this with other people.
当我们经历到这个安息的时候，我们会想跟人分享，我们应该跟人分享。
So we looked at, we are strongly exhorted to enter his rest.
所以我们是受强烈的劝告 去进入这个安息。
We briefly looked at, why is this command given?
我们都讲到为什么 要这样做。
We briefly touched on, what is this rest?
我们都少少讲到这个安息是什么。
And here's the big question, how do we get this rest?
咁大問題啦，點樣先可以得到呢個安息咧
？We go right into verse 12. From 11 right into verse 12, it says, "I'll read in English. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. No creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account."
咁我哋会睇到系十二到十三节讲到神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入、剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显现的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
Why is verse 12 follow verse 11？
点解十二节系跟住十一节之后呢？
What is the connection between rest and this powerful book, or the words of God? What is this connection?
咁究竟呢个安息同埋呢度咁有能力嘅神嘅道有咩关系咧
？The writer of Hebrews did not take a break for dim sum at verse 11 and then go to verse 12 later. There was a connection here.
咁希伯来书个作者唔系哦，讲完十一节啦，去食一食点心，然后翻嚟先再写十二节，唔系咁嘅。
I had to throw in dim sum, so. There's two things I'd like to bring out. How do we get this rest? First, if we look at verse 3 of Hebrews 4:3, it says, "Now we who have believed enter that rest.
咁我哋其实会睇翻希伯来书四章三节都有提到噶啦，系要进入呢个伟大而喜乐嘅安息，我哋必须要相信神。
Perhaps the reason you are not experiencing rest, I am not experiencing rest, is because I do not really trust God at His word.
咁可能大家或者包括我在内，点解唔能够经历呢个安息呢？因为我哋根本就唔能够信靠呢位神。
God, my circumstances are so hard. Please change this, and then I can rest.
神啊，我而家呢个好困难嘅生活，你改变佢，咁我就可以进入安息啦。
No, God says, enter into my rest. Come as you are with your circumstances.
但系神系咁样讲，你而家就进入呢个安息当中啦，喺呢个 situation， 喺呢个情况。
Oh God, but I have to fix this problem first, and then I will enter into your rest.
但系咁，我会同佢讲，唔好啦，你解决咗啲问题先，咁我就可以进入你嘅安息啦。
You know, we read the story of when Jesus was asleep during the storm, and we say, how can he do that?
咁我哋都睇翻耶稣嘅一个经历，就系喺呢个风浪当中，佢可以瞓觉。
Because he had rest in his Father.
佢能够喺父里边得到安息。
So we believe that one. I know that we're not taking a lot of time, but really, we have to believe God. We have to trust Him. We have to have no doubts about who He is or what He says.
我哋要相信神，凭信心信靠佢，毫无疑问佢系边个，佢嘅话系咪真嘅？
But practically speaking here, we must, in addition to believe him, is to hear and to read his word.
但系实际上，我哋除咗要相信之外，要听要读佢嘅话语。
If we do not have God's word in our lives, I don't think you can have his rest.
如果大家生命当中冇神嘅话语，我唔相信大家可以经历到呢个嘅安息。
They go hand in hand.
这两个是一起的。
They're inseparable.
不可以分开。
To believe God, to trust Him, we must hear His word. Scripture talks about hearing the good news, starting, you know, with the gospel.
要相信神，要信靠祂，我们必须要首先听祂的话语，首先开始就是福音。
We must know the promises that He makes to us who believe.
我们要知道祂给我们的应许，我们才可以相信嘛。
To keep on believing the promises of God, we must be diligent, we must pay attention, we must consider, we must take care of what God's word says. We must not harden our hearts.
我们要继续相信神的应许，我们必须要是很勤勉、很留心、很考虑和小心的神的话，并且我们不可以心硬。
In other words, this experiencing of rest is...It requires an unremitting focus and an earnestness and a vigilance towards the Word of God.
換句話講，這條路是一條不懈的專注、認真和警覺神的話語的路。
So, okay, Pastor, you're giving me another thing to do on my long checklist.
可能大家說，PG, 你又給我一堆事做了。
How about I list some of the benefits?
可不可以講一講好處呢？
Okay. God's Word will literally change your life.
神的话语是会改变你的生命。
First of all, Scripture says it is living and active.
第一，它是活泼的，是有功效的。
It is life-changing. It's a dynamic that as it works, it will work in us now. It will work in us in every moment of our days.
它能够改变我们的生命，是从我们现在开始，每一天都可以发挥它的作用。
The Bible is not a dead book.
圣经不是一本过时的书。
The Bible is not out of touch or ineffective or irrelevant.
圣经不是已经跟不上时代，或者无效，或者是和世界无关联的书。
It applies to first century Christians, and it applies to Christians in 2023 who are here in Austin, Texas.
它对于一世纪的基督徒啱用，对于我们现在2023年在德州奥斯丁的居民一样是啱用。
We have to understand that God's word is living and it is active. It's not an off switch. It is active right now. It is.Powerful.
我们要相信神的话语是活泼有功效，它真的有它的能力在当中。
But if we view God's word as out of date, it is no wonder we don't want to read it.
如果我们看神的话语觉得是过时的，那怪不得我们就不想是 活出这个话语了。
Another benefit, maybe we don't look at it as benefit, but let me explain it. It is piercing or penetrating.
咁另外一樣嘅呢個話語嘅特質係佢係尖鋭同埋有穿透性嘅。
It's compared to a sword, or actually, literally, it's a small dagger, a small sword.
咁呢個話語係經文裏邊好似係比喻係一把劍，實際上係更加似係一個小匕首。
You see, some people say, "Ah, see, God slaughters the saints and He punishes us."
咁大家睇，系啊，攞把匕首嚟去屠杀圣徒，咁去罚我哋嘅，其实原来系。
You know, all of us, I know I am very allergic to pain.
咁我对于痛呢样嘢都好敏感。
I don't want to be near. I don't want to receive something that may cause me pain.
我唔中意有啲痛。
If I look at God's word as, oh, it's just pain, then it is very logical not to read God's word.
咁如果我睇到神话语就系一啲痛苦嘅话，我自然就唔想睇啦。
But verse 12 says it pierces to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow.
但系十二节讲到系甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开。
I take from this that it pierces the most hard to get places in our lives. No matter how complicated our lives may be, God's word is able to touch that area and to transform us.
但系当我睇呢段嘅时候，我解释会系佢穿透到我哋生命当中最难去接触到嘅地方。无论我哋嘅生活系几咁复杂，神嘅话语都能够触摸到我哋，去改变到我哋。
One person said that the word of God penetrates through our outer facade.
咁一位圣经嘅注释学者佢讲到，神嘅话语能够穿透咗我哋外在嘅表面。
And it reveals what lies deep inside.
显示到深处嘅内在。
It reveals who we really are on the inside.
亦都显示到我哋真正嘅内在系边个。
It discerns what is within us, both the good and the evil. It penetrates the core of our moral and our spiritual lives.
佢能够分辨到我哋内在嘅善恶，穿透到我哋道德同埋灵性生活嘅核心。
This is probably not a powerful enough illustration, but it's like it's an X-ray, it's an MRI or a CT scan. It will reveal what is there.
呢个可能唔系话好有力嘅一个例子，不过系其实你谂下，神嘅话语就好似一个属灵嘅 X 光，或者系呢个磁力共振，或者呢个属灵嘅 CT scan 咁样。
Actually, maybe a better one is if you think of God's word as a surgeon's knife or scalpel that is in a very skilled doctor's hands.
或者大家可以谂系一个外科医生嗰把手术刀，可以好有力量咁样去切开。
A good doctor will use his scalpel to cut away what is bad, to repair what is damaged, and will not accidentally cut what is good.
咁呢个外科医生系好有技巧嘅，佢可以将啲唔好嘅切咗出嚟，咁啊唔会切咗啲好嘅嘢。
The scary thing about seeing a scalpel or a small dagger is who is holding it.
最令人觉得惊嘅就系当你见到呢把手术刀，个问题系边个揸住把刀。
As you want to know more about this doctor, God holding this scalpel, His word, it really comes down to how much do you know Him, how much do you trust Him.
当你知道揸住呢把手术刀嘅系呢位神，咁究竟你系个感觉系点，就视乎你对于呢位神你有多少嘅认识。
You know, what's funny is we will pay lots of money to people we hardly know to cut us up.
好奇怪，我哋肯俾钱一啲我哋唔识嘅人去切开我哋。
But yet we struggle to believe the one who has given us His Son to show His love.
但系竟然我哋唔相信呢一位将佢独生子赐俾我哋呢一位神。
You see, He gives us His word. He says, "My word will be a scalpel in your life. It will pierce."The hard to reach areas so that you can be healthy, so that you can be alive.
这位的神就用这把刀去切开我们的生命当中，将一些不好的东西去切开，也都去显示到我们要显示的东西。
The third thing it says here, it is discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
第三的是会可以能够辨明到我们的心意。
God sees our hearts, but we do not always know what is in our hearts.
神睇到我哋嘅内心，甚至乎我哋都唔知道自己嘅内心系点。
So as we read God's word, it helps us to see what is in our hearts.
当我哋睇神嘅话语嘅时候，我哋更加明白我哋嘅心系点样。
Some of you know, many years ago, I had internal bleeding surgery, and so I got to see more of me than I wanted to see.
咁可能大家有啲人知道我之前有啲内出血，咁我嗰阵时就明睇到一啲我以前都睇唔到自己嘅嘢。
But they showed that inside of me.Right at the beginning of the large intestine and where my esophagus stopped, there was a growth inside. And so they had a camera that showed me what was inside.
咁当时我个肠里边有啲问题，咁就去将嗰一个相机挤咗落去，咁我就睇到一啲位置啦。
It exposed what was wrong.
咁就可以睇到一啲唔恰當嘅嘢啦。
And without being too dramatic, if they did not take care of that bleeding, I would not be here.
如果當時佢冇解決咗呢個嘅問題嘅話，我就唔喺度啦。
So do we want God's word to show us what is inside of our hearts?
我哋想唔想神嘅話語去俾我哋睇到我哋嘅心係點咧
？You see, that's what God's word will do for us.
實際上，神嘅話語真係可以做到呢樣嘢。
God's word helps us to really know what's in our hearts.
神嘅話語幫到我哋明白我哋心裏邊究竟係諗啲咩。
Sometimes we truly are confused about what's going on in our own hearts.
有陣時我哋自己都唔知自己個心裏邊係點樣。
You read the news.
睇新聞。
Look at the stocks.
啊，唔係幾好。
You read overseas news.
睇出邊嘅新聞。
You get an email from your family.
收到屋企人嘅信 ，email。
And you walk away, it's like, and all of a sudden, inside of your heart.There is turmoil. There is fear going on.
突然间我心好乱，好多嘅好多嘅恐惧喺当中。
If someone said, "Hey, what's going on in your heart?"
咁人哋有可能嘅，我问你，你个心而家点样谂啊
？The honest answer is, I don't know.
实质上诚实嘅答案系
I can't put it into words.
唔识点讲好。
My friends, we go to God's word. It will help us to discern what is in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我哋一齐睇神嘅话语，我哋就能够睇到我哋嘅心系点样。
You know, our thoughts and our motives, our attitudes are very subtle.
好多时候我哋嘅思想、动机、态度同埋意图都系好微小嘅。
For instance, why do parents tell their children what to do?
点解父母要话俾小朋友听做啲咩咧
？Okay, there's answers like, oh, we want them to grow to be good decision maker.
咁我想帮佢哋能够可以作到好嘅决定。
We don't want them to get hurt.
我唔想佢哋受伤。
But in reality, the answer is because I'm too tired and I want them to just listen to me.
实际上太攰啦，我想佢听我话啫。
I'm not saying that's wrong.
冇话呢样嘢唔啱。
But if with our mouth we say, "Oh, this is for your good."
但如果你口话为你好。
But in reality, it's for my good.
实际上系为我好。
You see, our thoughts and our intentions, God's word will help to expose.
所以大家睇一睇神嘅话语就可以睇到我哋嘅心系点样。
I tell you, when parents and children are on the same page, even about these things, there's harmony and fellowship in the home.
当孩子同父母能够有大家有同一个看见嘅时候，我哋嘅屋企就有和谐啦。
Why do we go to church?
点解要嚟教会咧
？Because someone will call us if we miss.
因为唔嚟有人会揾我嘛。
No, really. Why do we go to church? God's word will help us to discern.Why are we here?
讲真嘅，大家谂一谂。如果我哋真系嚟教会，神嘅话语就话俾我哋听，点解我哋要嚟
？So God's word is living and active.
所以神嘅话语系活泼。
It is piercing and penetrating.
系能够穿透嘅。
It is discerning.
亦都能够帮我哋辨明。
And verse 13, it gives us the accountability that we need.
十三节亦都讲到系俾到我哋需要嘅监察。
Verse 13, no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account.
并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前，都是赤露敞开的。
We are reminded that someday we will stand before God and will give an account for how we live our lives.
咁我哋会亦都提醒到，总有一日我哋会喺神嘅面前对我哋嘅生活去交账。
Okay, it's not a test to get us into heaven. It is an accounting of what we did while we were still here on earth.
这个不是入天堂的一个考验，而是说在我们做地上做的事情，我们要同神做一个的交账。
We do all need accountability.
我们大家都需要有一个监察。
Let me give a simple illustration. Before I married my wife Tina, I realized, many other people told me too, I needed to lose some weight.
给大家一个例子，我娶Tina之前呢，大家一人给我意见要减肥。
Why are you laughing? Okay, no, anyway. I had heard many people say that after you get married, especially if you marry a good cook like Tina, you are going to gain weight.
咁有朋友就话你要小心，特别系你娶咗好似 Tina 咁识煮餸嘅时候，你一定会肥。
If you don't believe me, sorry, I'm not emotional. I'm just sneezing. Okay. If you don't believe me, look at your wedding pictures and then compare it to your picture today.
如果你唔信嘅话，你哋睇下结婚相同你今日嘅相比一比就知啦。
So my best man, his name is Anthony, challenged me to diet.
咁我嘅伴郎就对我一个减肥挑战。
But he said, "I'll do it with you."
佢话我同你一齐做。
So we had only 3 months before the wedding.
三个月的时间在这个结婚之前。
But during that time, there was no desserts.
那时候不准吃甜品。
No soda.
没有汽水。
There was no second helpings at the meal.
吃东西不准加餐。
There was no fast food, except Subway. We had to eat some fast food, so we had Subway.
没有快餐除了 Subway 之外。
In 3 months, I lost 18 pounds.
三个月减了18磅。
Because I had somebody who would do it with me, someone who helped me to be accountable.
就是因为有个朋友跟我一起做，我就做得到了。
I am unhappy to report I have gained it all back with interest.
但是不幸的消息是我之后又增翻磅。
You see, it is a good thing that God's word reminds us and helps to hold us accountable.
所以神的话语就可以帮到我们去监察。
We may think we're doing pretty well.
我觉得我们 OK.
And then we read God's word and say, maybe I was comparing to someone else. I should compare to God's word.
但当我哋睇神嘅话语嘅时候，我哋就会明白到我哋唔好同人比，我哋同神嘅话语比。
That is how God's word holds us accountable.
就系神点样去帮助到我哋监察自己啦。
Someday we will give an account to God.
实际上有一日我哋就系要同神交账。
And as we read His word, we will know how we are to live our everyday lives.
当我哋睇佢话语，我哋就知道我哋今日要点样活。
How can we have the hope, joy, and peace now when the times are actually very hard?
当我们生活当中经历不到希望、喜乐和平安的时候，我们怎么去处理？
How do we confess and repent of our sins now and experience His forgiveness?
我们现在怎么去，当神揭示到我们的罪恶的时候，我们怎么去认罪悔改？
As I conclude, I have a special encouragement for our Cantonese here.
今天我在这里可以对弟兄姊妹，广东堂的弟兄姊妹有特别的劝勉。
As you are finishing up one reading program, I would like to invite all of you.To participate in the next reading program.
咁大家完成咗三年读经计划，我哋建议大家一齐继续参与三年读经计划。
But hopefully with an even more clear understanding of why.
但系希望大家能够更加明白。
Read God's word so you can enter into His rest.
睇神话语，所以大家得到安息。
The danger is many who are task-oriented will say, "Oh, every day."I have so much satisfaction to check off that little box.
咁不过小心，可能大家都系做嘢好小心嘅话，可以即系每做一件事就写一写一个 tick.
That's not really rest.
呢个唔系安息。
In fact, if you miss one day, you'll realize how much you're not resting.
其实你留住一日，你会觉得系好似有啲唔
stress you out.
会好大压力。
Oh no, tomorrow I have to read double.
大镬，听日要睇两日。
When we read God's word, let's not do it for the praise of others. Even though today we may get some awards, right?
我哋听神话语，唔好同人比，唔好得人赞赏。
Brothers and sisters, let us read God's word as a way by which we enter into His rest.
弟兄姊妹，我哋睇神嘅话语，去进入神嘅安息之中。
What is holding you back from entering into His rest?
有啲咩阻拦你去进入神嘅安息咧
？Perfectly commit your heart, your time, and your priorities to Him, starting today.
将你的时间、心力，将佢呢个摆做优先的次序，从今日开始。
Trust him，
信靠佢。
Read his word，
睇佢话语。
Enter into his rest，
进入佢的安息。
Let's pray，
一起祈祷。
Our Father， we thank you for the privilege we have had to open your word。
天父，感谢你，我哋今日可以一起有呢个可以睇到你的话语。
I thank you for my precious brothers and sisters in our Cantonese congregation。
感谢广东堂的弟兄姊妹。
I thank you for my dear friend and fellow worker, Pastor Enoch.
也都感谢伊诺牧师。
I ask that you will continue to use this congregation, to use all of ACC.
愿意你继续去使用广东堂，愿意你继续使用 ACC.
To point men and women, boys and girls, to Jesus.
将所有嘅人，无论男女老幼，都将佢哋带嚟主耶稣基督嗰度。
But Lord, may we understand that what we are inviting them to, we have to live out also.
但是你知道，当我们要带来你的面前的时候，我们都要活出你的样式。
When people look at us Christians, do they see us living in the reality of your rest?
当他们看到我们的时候，究竟他们看不看到我们进入了这个安息当中呢？
Or do they see people that fall apart even worse than those who don't know Jesus?
还是即是见到一班的人是不明白主耶稣基督的呢？
As we, I hope, learn today that the power and the reading of your word is crucial for us to experience the life.You have given to us.
愿意你今日帮助到我哋，去藉住你嘅话语嘅能力，更加能够活出你嘅样式。
Even though we're living in the already not yet dynamic,
虽然我哋喺呢个嘅神学嘅张力当中，
May every day draw us closer and closer to the reality of what will it be like when we see you again.
虽然在这个已然未然的当中，愿意有一天我们都是见到你的时候。
And may we hear you say one day, well done, good and faithful servants.
听到你对我们的赞赏，我们是忠心良善的仆人。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，一起唱头先我哋嗰只诗歌《凭你而行》。照你的心意塑造我心。像陶像一样雕塑泥土，塑造我生命，显你样式。我专心等候，安静顺服。照你的心意，运行作工。我疲乏伤痛，需你扶持。与你共将年带领更换，靠亲爱救主抚摸医治。照你的心意自由作工，察验我心思，知我意念，使我心清洁，说话无端。我谦卑苦